Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Today is the 3rd of July. Mercies are new every morning again. We must remember that so that we can move on. Whatever happened yesterday, we have mercies new again. This morning, for those who love God, we begin to love Jesus Christ. As we begin to love Jesus Christ, we begin to worship Him, think of Him, and just worship Him humbly. Yesterday, we dealt with worship in truth, in spirit and in truth. Begin to do that. Think of kissing the feet of Jesus Christ. Oh, I will bend down, I will kneel down and kiss your feet, Lord. You are the one who created me. You are the one who died for me. You are the one who rose again and gave me power and took away all power from Satan. And we begin to think of this and we can live this life. We can move on the next day. How, whatever trauma, there will be children, some teenagers, girls, boys, jilted or something, failed exams, some problem happened in the house, somebody they love passed away, they're in despair. All that can cut in the name of Jesus Christ, and we live today. We move on in doing the will of God, knowing that we are just passing through. We are ambassadors, but we are empowered by Christ. Now, today the title for the Power of Christ Daily is Heart and Resurrection. The Power of Christ Daily, 3rd of July. Heart and Resurrection Power. Amazingly, now I'll just quote the scripture that all of us already know, Proverbs 23:7. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. He becomes that. So a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Now, I quote science and all that, but we must remember this, brothers and sisters. Science can change also. Now, because science also is run by fallen nature human beings. So, only thing that does not change is the Word of God. The Word of God will never return void. It will accomplish what it set out to do. When you release it, it will go. Remember yesterday, God was telling us that the cases I was telling you yesterday, the Word of God, God said, will go and not return void until it accomplished what it said. That's God's Word. But what people felt when the woman who was abused keep on playing the words of God softly without even the husband hearing. The husband, the Word of God reached the husband. So the Word of God will never return void. It will accomplish. But it will accomplish according to our belief, our faith. For us, when we receive the Word of God, it's according to our belief, our faith. But we keep on releasing the Word of God. When it becomes goes and goes and goes, something happens. So we do not know so many things. God said, if you think you know something, you do not know as you ought to know as yet, this scripture. So I know that. I do not know as I ought to know as yet. Therefore, what I know, I teach. What I know, I practice. Practice, brothers and sisters. Be a doer of the word. What you know, apply it. The more you apply, more will be given to you. Now, one scripture that says today, this new one I'm introducing, Proverbs 12, verse 6. It says, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. For the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood. The wicked words, they lie in wait for blood. They lie in wait to destroy. This is a very important scripture. This when I came across this, it is mind enlightening, mind boggling and enlightening. The words of the wicked lie in wait. That is why now we know. There was a little experiment, many experiments like this done. One was, they introduce a cherry smell. Mice looks like mouse. They love that smell. Looks like cherries. They love cherries. Looks like they introduce a cherry smell, and the mice all get excited, and then they introduce electric shock. Then the mouse get a shock, and after a few sessions of this, when they introduce the cherry smell, the mouse panics. Now then, what they did? They stopped the experiment. They produce babies out of this male mouse. They produce babies, the next generation. Next generation, no experiment conducted, just released the smell of the cherries, that mouse panics. The second generation mouse panics. They introduce a third, from there they produce a third generation mouse, same thing. They smell, panic, no experiment done. And this went on to even up to the fourth generation. Now, that is why God's word says, the wicked, you know, whatever wickedness we do, will visit our children and children's children to the third and fourth generation. Now, we know that in Exodus, whatever wicked, Exodus, you know, whatever wicked we do will visit the children and children's children to third and fourth generation. Now science come along to prove this. Now, but remember this, we are not relying on science. We are only looking at science to see, to make some understanding out of this. Now, having said this, there is resurrection power. Now, in addition, I forgot, the science now says that every time the heart beats, every time it beats, the frequency from there flushes every cell in our body at every beat. And what frequency it carries, whatever frequencies the heart already carries, that means we are panicking something, we are fearing something, that fear frequency flushes every cell of our body at every beat. Now, also we know what has happened to the mouse. That is that, but we know what God said, second, third, fourth generation, right? So, and somehow now God says, the words of the wicked words lie in wait for blood. They are sitting there. Whatever we have heard when we are young, whatever we heard few generations ago is already sitting in the genes-like thing. You know, so it's sitting down there, and when the heart meets, the conclusion is, it flushes this coded information. They say this coded information is flushing every cell. So can you imagine? Friends and sisters, this is a problem. But there is a solution. Resurrection power of Jesus Christ. There's always a solution in Christ. He didn't leave us alone. He didn't forsake us. He died on the cross. He died on the cross and rose again. On the cross, He became sin for me. So I don't have to carry sin. I carry righteousness. He took all the healings. He took all the sickness and anguish and sorrow and shame. So I don't have to have that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Even the Bible says He went to Hades. He went down to hell. Remember, it said in the Bible. So I don't have to go into hell. So whatever He did on the cross, I don't have to get there. He took my place. He took your place, brothers and sisters. Therefore, if we read the resurrection, the important thing is not, it's important that He suffered for us and all, died and all. It's important to know so that we can love Him. We treasure His actions. We treasure Jesus Christ. But the power comes from what happened from the time He died after when He rose again. That's when the resurrection power comes. When He rose again, He has taken all power out of Satan. He rose and went and sat beside this God, Father God, on the right hand side of Father God. He sat there. He now took us and put us inside Him. We are inside Him in spirit. Everything is under His feet. Therefore, if everything under feet is also everything under our spiritual feet, because in spirit we are sitting inside Him. That is why this is critical and important. We have to flush, we have to make our heart change, because we have been given power by Christ. And how do we do that? In the name of Jesus Christ, we command the heart, we command the heart to believe the word of God, to believe. In the Proverbs 12:6 says, and the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. So when we are righteous why? By the power of Jesus Christ, His righteousness. We put on His righteousness. We receive His righteousness. So that is why there are prayers in the graceoflife.com where you cast out things and you receive the good things. That prayers have worked for so many people. Go there and collect your prayers or ask the administrators. They will send you to the right spot. Collect the prayers. They also in audio form. Some of the prayers are in audio form. You just hear and hear and hear. There are also words of Jesus. We have recorded just the words of Jesus. For I think Matthew and John, I think they recorded large one whole hour of words of Jesus. Download that. And keep hearing and hearing and hearing. Your faith will increase. Faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. It's only Jesus. I'm a man and all of us are men and women. We are earthly people. He's heavenly bound. He came from heaven and went back there. And He's going to take us there so long as we begin to trust Him. But our hearts. Our heart is the block. Our heart has got information that has come from a few generations ago, our surroundings. And daily we have to do that. Why? Because daily we are collecting wrong information. Daily we are collecting bad frequencies. Daily we are collecting things from the office, from things from the television, frequencies, rubbish, negative things, bad things, words, wicked words we are collecting. Can you imagine wicked words on and on and on coming from television and all that? Goes into our children, goes into us. And then every cell there in the heart then begins to send every, with every beat it sends out these frequencies. It's already collected it there. So we have to wash the heart with the word of God. Washing of water by the word. First we wash our mind with the word. Washing of water by the word. We wash our minds with the word of God daily. Because daily we are washing our mind with other things. Without us knowing, we are collecting and washing our mind and our body with the other negative things, false things. Now we daily, we do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Then we daily go to Him. And it must become a presence in you. Jesus' existence, Jesus' love must become a presence in you. You must realize He loves you. And from time to time, you think of His love. Just like the bride in the Israelite wedding, the bride keeps the presence. The Holy Spirit gives. They give the, in there, the earthly bride keeps the gifts and thinks about this bridegroom who's coming for her. We use the gifts of the Holy Spirit and then we think of Jesus Christ coming for us and we apply the gifts. Apply the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So, brothers and sisters, that's another scripture I'm going to conclude with. Philippians 4, 6-7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." Remember, it's always thanksgiving because that's the will of God for us. "Give thanks in all things, for that is the will of God for you." That's how the Bible is written. So you must remember, people ask, "What's the will of God for me?" Give thanks in everything. That is the will of God for you. Why? He loves you. He will settle this. And let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Now remember, he says, "Be anxious for nothing, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." Of course, our request must be in line with God's word. "And the peace of God," it didn't say may, it says, "and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, brothers and sisters, remember, brothers and sisters, this is the heart. The heart has to be persuaded to believe the word of God. The heart has to be made to believe the word of God. We believe in Christ, yes. He died on the cross. He rose again. He suffered for us. And we have received salvation. He will work out everything for us. Yes, we believe. But now we have to make the heart believe in every other thing. That He has given a love for us. Not fear. He did not give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Now we have to keep washing this heart. By washing the mind, the heart also changed. We have to keep telling this. Why? The memory from the old has to go. The wicked words are already lying, waiting. The wicked words that came from 2-3 generations or whatever, they're already lying in wait for blood, to kill, to destroy. And the life in the blood, God says. Now, there are other things that the scientists found. For instance, there are some evidential signs. They found that repeated fear is a cause of kidney disease. This, by and large, don't make it into gospel truth, kidney disease. They found that it is sorrow, anger. Anger causes liver disease. This is statistically they are looking at it. No? I will not take it as gospel truth. Then they found that sorrow, anguish, causes lung problems, breathing, respiratory problems, asthma, breathing problems, emphysema. Then they found that panic attacks, every time you panic for so many things, whatever, panic, causes heart problems. Now, but these thoughts, these things about fear, say fear, releases cortisol, because the adrenal glands are in the kidneys and releases cortisol, the hormone, and begins to flush and damage. But we know, this now science has proven, and God has already said, 2 or 3 or 4 generations, what has collected fear, let's say a great-great-grandfather all the time in fear, or even the parents or grandparents, it has come and sat in us. Now we have to get rid of it. Why? Resurrection power. We have the resurrection power in Christ. We are not alone. We have to begin to command the fear to go in Jesus Christ's name. I will in the name of Jesus Christ. I am not afraid. I am bold in Christ Jesus. You begin to pray. Get the praise, brothers and sisters. Let's move on from glory to glory. our lives will change. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.